Kayla Mueller was a human rights activist and humanitarian aid worker from the United States who lived her life for the needy out of a deep conviction of God in her and in others. She was taken captive in August 2013 in Aleppo, Syria, while leaving a Doctors Without Borders hospital. She was held in brutal captivity by the extremist group ISIS for 18 months before she was killed in February 2015. She was 26. It was reported that Kayla had been forced into marriage to ISIS head Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who tortured and raped her repeatedly, and that she was a personal captive of Abu Sayyaf, the high-level ISIS commander who oversaw the terrorist group's lucrative gas and oil operations. Since Kayla's death, her parents, Carl and Marsha Mueller, have been the voice of their daughter and what she stood for. The couple was recently invited to share their testimony at a special event at the United Nations headquarters in New York on April the 28th, organized by Archbishop Bernadita Auza, the Apostolic Nuncio and permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations. The theme of the event was Defending Religious Freedom and Other Human Rights. In our edition of The Backgrounder today, we bring you excerpts from the heartbreaking testimony of Carl and Marsha Mueller, who at times choked with emotion talking about their daughter Kayla. To begin with, Carl Mueller.
We understand that the last 5 months of her life were spent as a personal hostage to the self-proclaimed Caliph al-Baghdadi, and that her treatment during that time was as horrific as that suggests. In 2011, Kayla wrote in her blog, "Here we are, free to speak out without fear of being killed, blessed to be protected by the law we are subject to, free to see our families as we please, free to cross borders, and free to disagree. We have many people to thank for these freedoms. I see it as an injustice not to use them to their fullest." Kayla believed we each had an individual responsibility, but her hope was in our collective action and used her voice to call out to the world. In 2011, Kayla told us, "I've known for some time now what my life's work is, using my hands as tools to relieve suffering." She also told us in a letter, "I find God in the suffering eyes reflected in mine. If this is how you were revealed to me, this is how I will forever seek you." Helping the suffering was her life's work. While working in a refugee camp in Turkey, she was asked by one of the women, "Where is the world? Where is the world?" Having no answer, all she could do was cry with them. In March of 2013, Kayla posted this on her Facebook: "I want you to tell the world about the situation in Syria. There is no fuel, no electricity, no food. There is shelling, explosions, gunfire, violence. No one is working. There are no jobs. People are just surviving day to day, living for the sake of living. Every human being should act. They should stop this violence. It is killing women and children. People are fleeing. This is too much. I hope that you can tell the entire world what I have said here, what I have seen. I am only one person, but every person will say the same. I wish the world could see the truth. I wish you could. I don't think there is a single child untouched by this war. Everyone has seen death. Everyone has lost someone. It is on such a scale. When the world finally sees what is happening in Syria, when you go to the village beyond those you are allowed into, you will not have the words. Everything is destroyed. A people is destroyed. You will not be able to bear what you see in Syria. We know what is happening, but the world is not listening. We worried about Kayla. We worried about the burden of what she was witnessing, and we worried about her safety. In the spring of 2013, as things in Syria were getting worse, I asked Kayla to come home. I told her this was not her war and not her people, and she didn't need to die for it."
Here's Marsha with what Kayla wrote back to her parents.
"There should be no my people, your people mentality in this world. There should be no greater value placed on anyone's life for any reason. I don't think that's idealism. In one form or another, that's what Jesus said. I don't know why we call what is just idealism. I think we place it in that category because we know what is just, and we aren't doing it despite being able. We have heard from those also who were held with Kayla. They told us how Kayla retained her religious freedom, finding ways to cope with the demands of her captors, but also deepening her faith and relationship with God. They spoke of her kindness and her strength, of her faith and her compassion. These women courageously smuggled the letter out of prison. In it, Kayla wrote, "I remember Mom always telling me that all in all, in the end, the only one you really have is God. I have come to a place in this experience where, in every sense of the word, I have surrendered myself to our Creator, because literally there was no one else. And by God and by your prayers, I have felt tenderly cradled in free fall. I have been shown in darkness light and have learned that even in prison, one can be free. I am grateful." None of us could have known it would be this long. But no, I am also fighting from my side in the ways I am able, and I have a lot of fight left inside of me. I am not breaking down, and I will not give in no matter how long it takes. She signed this letter, "All My Everything, Kayla." And from a brave Yazidi girl held hostage with Kayla, who escaped in October 2014, we've learned a little bit about Kayla's time as a hostage to the caliph, held in a house run by Abu and Sayef. We learned about the horrors of that time, but also how under unimaginable distress and hopelessness and in total anonymity, how Kayla lived her life, claiming the freedom to be compassionate and to hold on to her faith, the only real freedom she still had. They said she was like a mother or a sister, that while food was often scarce, Kayla would eat only a little, giving them her share. They said that she protected them, putting herself in harm's way to protect them from the physical violence and tried to hide her pain from them so they would not get discouraged. We do not know when or how Kayla was killed. On February 6, 2015, ISIS tweeted that our daughter Kayla had been killed. Our hearts are broken. We miss her terribly, and we grieve over all she endured. The one thing we can do is to continue to tell the world about the suffering that she witnessed, to call the world to act with one voice, to protect religious freedom and to relieve the suffering that Kayla gave her life to, refusing to allow this genocide and suffering to be normal. This past January, Nicholas Hennin, one of the French journalists who was in the same prison as Kayla and the other Western hostages, spoke with Democracy Now!, and he spoke of Kayla, and these were his words. He said, "We had to speak the day before we were freed with Kayla Mueller for the first time for 5 minutes. They brought her to our cell. They wanted us to report that she was with us and alive. She explained a bit about what she had been through. She looked extremely brave. She was incredibly courageous. She spent several months in isolation. She had a beautiful inner strength, to the point that Jihadi John believed that she had converted to Islam. And she said, 'I just want to correct you. I have not converted.'" I mean, nobody would have dared to contradict him, but she did. "She was not aggressive, but no, please, I need to correct you. I did not convert." Very calm, but very decided. She was very impressive. From Kayla's letter and the witnesses of other hostages, we know that Kayla did not compromise on what she believed should be her response to the suffering of others, nor on her relationship with God. Kayla believed that relieving suffering of others was a God-given responsibility for each of us. Kayla maintained a steady voice of compassion, and so we believe it is our duty to carry her voice forward, telling the world what Kayla witnessed, encouraging the world to not allow the suffering to be normal. Kayla was one courageous voice, calling the world to speak with one voice and with our actions, to have the same courage and commitment to give all our everything for the sake of peace, justice, and religious freedom. Thank you.
That was Marsha Mueller, and before that, Carl Mueller, the parents of Kayla, the 26-year-old American human rights activist and humanitarian aid worker who was killed in captivity under the ISIS in Syria in February 2015. Carl and Marsha spoke about their daughter at a special event at the UN on April the 28th, organized by the Holy See's permanent observer mission to the UN. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.